We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Green Living viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendel Sat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJ Sat. In Chang, Channel 44 on Orbit Sat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on Vizio Sat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $6.6 million to a United Nations Children's Fund plan in the Republic of the Congo. In cultural news, a community-based theatre helps peace building in Kyrgyzstan. In animal news, Swedish and American scientists discover that dolphins use double sonar. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 6th, is the Independence Day of Bolivia. Commemorating its autonomy declared in 1825, north of Argentina in Central South America, mountainous Bolivia has one of the highest inhabited areas on the globe. In addition, it is abundant in flora and fauna. The Noel Kempf Mercado National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, contains over 600 bird species and an estimated 4,000 types of plants. It is one of the largest parks in the Amazon Basin. Today is also the Independence Day of Jamaica, honoring its self-rule attained in 1962. A picturesque Caribbean island south of Cuba, Jamaica is famous for its diverse environments, including rainforests, savannas, and sandy beaches. The name of the country was derived from the word Zameca, an Arawak indigenous people's word which means land of wood and water. The internationally popular reggae music is closely connected to Jamaica. May the gentle-hearted people of Bolivia and Jamaica have a celebratory Independence Day.
Fly news. Indian villages inundated as levee breaches. Following monsoon rains, the embankment of Fuloha River breached earlier this week, with the gushing waters flooding almost 30 villages in West Bengal's Malda district, affecting 3,500 families. The floods claimed one life, with many residents displaced due to submergence of homes and other buildings, such as local temples. Some sought shelter on embankments, with loss of communication as other areas became accessible only by boat. Officials expect the floods to subside in the coming days, but some locals have reported being without food and are concerned about the unfavorable conditions they face due to their crops being ruined by the floods.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, sending all her love and prayers, ask that our association members please check with the governments in the affected areas to see if help is needed, requesting that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable storm-stricken, as she said that funds for urgent necessities are available.
We are thankful for the kind-hearted concern of Supreme Master Ching Hai, as we pray for the protection of the flood-affected residents. May such unfortunate conditions as these be alleviated by our greater benevolence toward one another and the ecosphere.
Earthquakes jolt Indonesia, Panama, Costa Rica, and Kuril Islands. Early on Thursday, August 4th, a magnitude 5.8 quake shook West Sumatra and Bengkulu provinces on Sumatra Island in Indonesia as it struck 166 kilometers northwest of Bengkulu City. Meanwhile, in Latin America, a tremor measuring 4.8 on the Richter scale hit the border region of Panama and Costa Rica, 36 kilometers southeast of Golfito, Costa Rica. In the early hours of Friday, a powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck off the Kuril Islands in Russia's Sakhalin Oblast region, centered 230 kilometers southwest of Severo-Kurilsk. Thankfully, there were no immediate reports of damage or casualties for any of these events. While we are relieved to hear of the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions, we pray that such potential instabilities are calmed through humanity's more considerate care of the Earth.
New famine zones declared as international aid continues in the Horn of Africa. On Wednesday, August 3rd, the United Nations announced that famine has officially spread to three additional regions in Somalia, while warning that it may be declared throughout the entire south within 6 weeks.
Some 450,000 people live in the affected zones, the most recent of which are Middle Shabelle, the Afguye corridor, and the capital Mogadishu. With estimates that over 29,000 children under the age of 5 in southern Somalia have succumbed to the crisis in the past 90 days alone, the US has called on global partners to urgently step up aid. Meanwhile, conveying the nation's concern and sympathies, China's foreign ministry on Friday announced $14 million in emergency food supplies to be sent to the affected region, while Hong Kong's government approved nearly $800,000 for relief projects through World Vision Hong Kong. Botswana sent a military plane filled with foodstuffs and blankets to Kenya, while British aid has also arrived in planes and trucks to be distributed to more than 2 million of the most drought-stricken people. The Inter-Church Organization for Development Cooperation, or ICCO, in partnership with other sister agencies, has begun emergency aid operations with donations of more than €500,000 and will also be working toward long-term food security solutions in Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya.
Upon first hearing of the plight of the affected African people, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $100,000 each to the humanitarian organizations Save the Children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross, for a total of $300,000 in urgent relief, saying that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works.
We join in gratefulness for the governments, groups, and individuals from around the world helping to ease the suffering of the drought-stricken people, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her compassionate aid. May heaven bring resilience and protection to those facing this crisis as we pray for blessed rain and wholesome peace through our gentler regard for all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
cháy và non mòn suối cạn.
Chúng linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu?
Chúng linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu?
Nay đại địa xin bát cơn quằn quại, cho lệ này cũng cạn với đền thờ. Nay biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhà,
cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau.
Cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cướp từ muôn loài.
Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn,
hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc không cùng hoa.
Giữa hàn đông hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ,
và một ngày thế giới điên đảo trời hứng lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài.
Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn,
hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc không cùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 536. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Speak out. In countries such as Israel, Libya, Myanmar, or Burma,
Nigeria, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen. People continue gathering to urge for social and political reforms that bring greater safety, human rights, and basic freedoms.
Nigeria, following two decades of peaceful demonstrations to raise awareness and obtain action over environmental degradation in their community from oil drilling and spills, a British court ruled on Thursday, August 4th, that the Movement for the Survival of the Ogoni People, or MOSOP, could seek damages from Royal Dutch Shell, as the oil company accepted responsibility for two 2008 spills. Amnesty International stated there have been more than 7,000 spills in the Niger Delta since 1989, releasing over 13 million barrels of contaminating oil into the region.
Myanmar. Five Burmese ethnic parties joining calling for a ceasefire between government forces and an ethnic armed group as they urge the country's new government, along with other humanitarian agencies, to help those fleeing internal conflict in Kachin, Shan, and Karen states.
Israel and Palestine. Amidst ongoing protests over rising cost of living and insufficient affordable housing, the Israeli government approved a 930-unit expansion of the Har Homa settlement on Thursday. However, the International Middle East Media Center stated that the construction of Har Homa, located between East Jerusalem and Bethlehem in the Palestinian West Bank, violates international law as established by the Geneva Convention.
Syria. As an announced concession to pro-democracy protesters, President al-Assad issued a decree Thursday that would allow a multi-party political system and general election laws in the country. However, tens of thousands of citizens continued rallies across the nation on Friday, demanding his resignation, with residents of Hama reporting that government forces' week-long deadly attacks were continuing with tanks and snipers in their city. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council issued a statement denouncing President al-Assad's forces for their brutal attacks on civilians and human rights violations.
With sorrow for the cherished lives lost and those who are injured or oppressed, we pray that the turmoil everywhere ends and that people and nations across the globe may choose to coexist in freedom and dignity as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Wrong except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been granted and every of us wanted. Just freedom, just a corner of the world to work, to earn the living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. We do not remember what God taught us to do, but to love one another. We don't remember, we come with empty hands and we go with empty hands. And now we're trying for a few years, short in this earth, to try to grab everything to ourselves. and then accumulate that vision for our next life. But when we go and face God, God will ask us, I give you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry and it's too late.
Còn nhỏ lắm, tôi muốn sống thơ ngây. Tôi không muốn mỗi ngày nghe súng rền bốm thét, nhất là vào dịp Tết. Tôi muốn mặc áo hoa, tiền lì xì báo đỏ, và thêm thật nhiều quà, và được chơi suốt đêm với bạn bè trong xóm, mà không phải ngủ sớm vì sợ lịnh giới nghi. Tôi muốn sống êm đềm, sống chơi thời thơ ấu. Tôi không thích đổ máu, tôi không thích ù tai. Tiếng canh đông đến dài, làm tôi thường mất ngủ. Nếu anh có con cháu, về hỏi chúng đi anh, có ai thích chiến tranh?
Dẻo bên trường, học trò dăm đứa chạy gương lãnh mình. Súng gươm sao thật vô tình, dẫm ba người chết thình lình. Không, mấy ngày xác giữa bờ sông, còn linh hồn đã lạc trong kiếp nào. Tôi nhìn thịt nát da hao, không còn buồn hiểu thấp cao.
A happy vegan with a household laundry tip of the day. To save energy and the cost of operating your dryer, try installing an extra curtain rod in your shower. Your clothes can be placed on hangers while wet and then easily moved to your closet when dry. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
humanitarian news. Japan donates $6.6 million to a United Nations Children's Fund plan in the Republic of the Congo. The contribution will help to support a three-year program to improve youth's education in the African country. Included in the project is the building of 36 childhood development centres for children younger than 5 years of age. In addition, 18 facilities will be rehabilitated to offer education to young people who were not previously part of a formal school system, providing information to parents on early childhood health care, as well as hygiene, nutrition and HIV/AIDS are also part of the initiative. Our heartfelt gratitude, Japan, and heaven bless your generosity. May all nations work together to bring about a more secure and prosperous world for every generation.
In cultural news, a community-based theater helps to enhance peace-building in Kyrgyzstan. The United Nations Population Fund held a three-week event in which youth and women's groups came together to participate in theater training, workshops, and interactive presentations. In the city of Osh, more than 50 people, including widows, participated in a performance with audience members joining the actors on stage to share their ideas and thoughts. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Population Fund, for this caring endeavor. May the kind-hearted people of Kyrgyzstan derive many benefits from taking part in the magical world of theater. Coming up on Noteworthy News, dolphins and porpoises simultaneously generate two sound beams at varying frequencies. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more salutable news on Supreme Master Television.
Marvel the Monkey, a happy vegan with a household laundry tip of the day. To save energy and the cost of operating your dryer, try installing an extra curtain rod in your shower. Your clothes can be placed on hangers while wet and then easily moved to your closet when dry. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news. Japan donates $6.6 million to a United Nations Children's Fund plan in the Republic of the Congo. The contribution will help to support a three-year program to improve youth's education in the African country. Included in the project is the building of 36 childhood development centres for children younger than 5 years of age. In addition, 18 facilities will be rehabilitated to offer education to young people who were not previously part of a formal school system, providing information to parents on early childhood health care, as well as hygiene, nutrition, and HIV/AIDS are also part of the initiative. Our heartfelt gratitude, Japan, and heaven bless your generosity. May all nations work together to bring about a more secure and prosperous world for every generation.
In cultural news, a community-based theater helps to enhance peace-building in Kyrgyzstan. The United Nations Population Fund held a three-week event in which youth and women's groups came together to participate in theater training, workshops, and interactive presentations. In the city of Osh, more than 50 people, including widows, participated in a performance with audience members joining the actors on stage to share their ideas and thoughts. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Population Fund, for this caring endeavor. May the kind-hearted people of Kyrgyzstan derive many benefits from taking part in the magical world of theater. Coming up on Noteworthy News, dolphins and porpoises simultaneously generate two sound beams at varying frequencies. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more salutable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for a compassionate world. In animal news, scientists discover dolphins use double sonar. Dr. Josephine Starkhammer of Lund University, Sweden, collaborated with researchers from San Diego, USA, to observe that dolphins and porpoises are capable of simultaneously generating two sound beams. These transmissions can be sent to different directions at varying frequencies and are thought to help the mammals locate objects more precisely. Previously, it was thought that only one of the sound-producing organs was active during echolocation. Dr. Starkhammer stated, "We humans have a lot to learn from dolphins. What is more, the knowledge could be important in finding ways to protect dolphins, for example, from noise disturbance. Our thankfulness, Dr. Starkhammer and colleagues, for your remarkable findings. May our amazing and loving marine friends always thrive in safety and happiness on our shared ecosphere."
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Birthmark.
A person points to the other guy and says he has a birthmark on his head. The other guy says, "Where is that birthmark?" He says, "His brain."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on an interview with Dr. Adyal Talaran, founder of Ecopolitan, on healthy living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Very informative, Evelyn.
I just learned about this doctor, and I'm impressed with his credentials. He's clear and concise in his teaching. I'm a concerned parent and care about the environment for the future generations. Chupukwa.
Health-conscious Evelyn and Chupuka, it's great to hear from you. The esteemed Dr. Adyal Talaran explains in precise, scientifically-based detail as to why a plant-based diet is optimum for our well-being. We pray this crucial information is heard far and wide. With all our best wishes and heaven's love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with hope, faith, and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Symbolizing expanding harmony with China and the island's own pledge to uphold peace, Formosa or Taiwan is constructing a peace bell from spent weapon shells to be dedicated at a ceremony in Kinmen County.
As part of 6-hour spacewalk from the International Space Station, Russian cosmonauts Sergei Volkov and Alexander Samokutiev install a microsatellite with greetings in 17 languages to honor the 50th anniversary of cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin's first ever human journey into space.
At the first Pakistan-China Joint Energy Working Group meeting in Beijing, China, representatives from each country agree to increase cooperation in the energy sector, including sustainable energy.
Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner welcomes President Jose Mujica of Uruguay for meetings in which both agree to set aside the past in favor of warmly diplomatic ties, with President Kirchner highlighting the historical closeness and friendship between their nations.
India's Ministry of Environment and Forests has now added bulls to the list of animals that are protected under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, which bans them from use for any form of entertainment.
Olex of Vietnam, Ministry of Industry and Trade, reports that a continued rise in popularity of the nation's fresh produce, including dragon fruit, mangoes, papayas, and jackfruit, along with a variety of vegetables, could bring an increase in exports of 10% this year over last.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.